And on the 10th, as I was getting ready in the morning for my journey, my master accosted me in a very pleasant and friendly manner and entered into conversation with me about my plans. He asked me what I was going to do with my freedom certificate, whether I was going to show it if I were questioned on the road, and I told him, yes, that I supposed it was given to me for that very purpose. "Ah," said he, "you do not understand the dangers to which you are exposed. You may meet with some ruffian slave purchaser who will rob you of that piece of paper and destroy it. Let me enclose that valuable document for you under cover to my brother, and when you arrive in Kentucky, you will have it all safe and sound." This seemed most friendly advice, and I felt very grateful for his kindness. I accordingly saw him enclose my precious piece of paper in 2 or 3 envelopes, seal it with 3 seals, and direct it to his brother in Davies County, Kentucky, in my care.